just happened to our show. Okay, this isn't funny. Anybody hear me? Sound check? Anything?
I can hear you.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Who's out there? Anyone? Chris? I lost my sound person. Mr. English says, yep. You guys can hear us. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard or whatever, so I guess we're doing a radio show. Welcome, everybody. Good Tuesday evening. Thank you for joining us on the Double L version of Kayak Fishing Radio. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but that would be par for the course for everything else going on. So just bear with us here in the beginning, but we'll get this show rolling. I got a lot of things to cover tonight, a lot of local events, plus we got some good information from John Oates, who's going to be with us shortly, about the new Old Town Kayak, the Predator that's coming out. So we'll get to John soon. If anybody's got any questions, you can share them on the chat room, put them up there, and I'll make sure with Chris will to get them asked. And or feel free to call in at 714-816-4727. You can talk to any one of us directly and ask the question or share something you might have regarding anything kayak fishing, that is. Don't want to speak to you. But anybody, just get on there and talk about whatever. You never know where that might go. And so you know what we'll be talking about. Yes, I have sound, Chris. Chris, sorry. All right, and I don't know what's going on. All right, so we'll go ahead and try this. Everybody in the chat room, whoever's in there, if you guys can hear me, are we good? Everyone hear me? Says, I hear you. All right, so we're going to keep going. Hopefully Chris will get back in here. She says she can't hear anything. All right, so I thought things were going to slow down. Summertime was coming. I figured we'd take a break, just go fishing, do what we do, but it seems like things are just getting busier and busier. I apologize for not having a show last week. We had to rerun the prior week's show. I had to go to Florida for work. And in the past, I'm never sure what's going to happen with the internet connection in a hotel room. Ironically enough, last week was probably the best hotel internet connection I've ever had. Went outside to call Chris one evening and looked up and noticed that the, what do you call it, router or whatever is right outside my room. That's why I had a full signal the whole time. But, of course, I already programmed that chip, set it up to replay the week before the show. So, hope everybody made it through. If you missed the good show anyway to replay with Ryan White down at Hatteras Jacks and Century Rods, giving us some good scoop on some rods they got coming out. All right. So, I'm sorry, everybody. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on technically. Say hello to everybody in the chat room. First off, Don Paredes. Thanks, buddy. Group camp. What's going on, young man? You've been wearing them out there. I've been following you on Facebook. Good work there, teammate. Gator Dave down in Florida. What's going on, brother? Got quite a few guests here. Guests, if you want to join the chat room, you can log in with a Facebook or Twitter account, or you can get a free Blog Talk Radio account, and then you can get in on the chat. Otherwise, sit back, relax, and watch the debauchery go on over on the left-hand side. Andy English down the floor again. How's it going? Mr. R. Lee. R. Lee, I'm going to give a quick shout-out to R. Lee, even though it's not totally in stone. Well, it is in stone, but it just hasn't hit the hot presses yet. I get some help finally up here in Virginia. We have just got another new teammate for the Native Watercraft Pro Team, Mr. Robert Lee, otherwise known as R. Lee. He's with Yaktastic Videos over there with Rob DeVore. Rob is now joining the Native team and be able to help out in the Tidewater, Virginia area. So welcome, Mr. Lee, to the gang, to the family, to the tribe. Looking forward to working with you. Sean Russell, down in Florida. Seems like we just talked today. Oh, wait, we did. Yak Waves, new neighbor, maybe. I've not recognized you, but welcome, buddy. Yak Waves, or ma'am. I don't know what it is, what you are, which way we're going there. Sorry, got tumbled up. And another guest. So thank you, everybody, if you listen to us on a podcast. after the show. We appreciate the download. And for everybody who's listening through your apps, thanks again. If you're not familiar, we do have apps available for both Android and Apple products, so you can never miss a show. Plus, you can get your podcast directly off of there. All right. Well, we're going to get right to the first topic of the night just because Mr. Toast, as we know him, is a dragon. He said he's been at work all day today. Started at 3 a.m. He's got a lot going on. So I want to get this young man to bed as soon as we can so he gets rested up for tomorrow's day of adventure. So if you guys aren't familiar, John Oast was a resident here of the Tidewater area, and his job, I believe it was, took him away to Virginia. John's been very active in the kayak world for a long time, started a local club up here in Williamsburg. And without any further ado, John, you still with us? You fall asleep yet?
I'm still wide awake. I'm here, Mark.
Okay.
And I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here, and thanks for joining us tonight. So, yeah, real quick, let's talk about you before we get right to the topic. I wanted you to let everybody know it's your night, your little time here, so how can everybody get in touch with you or what's going on up there? I know you got your Susquehanna Flats fishing going on. What else is John Oast known for?
Well, I'm kind of the guy behind the whole fishyacker.com video series. I started that probably about 10 years ago, making videos, kind of jerry-rigging stuff, kind of doing MacGyver stuff for kayaks for a lot of these brands right there making the stuff. So I was kind of creating a monster with that. Now I'm up here. I'm up in kind of northeast Pennsylvania, a little bit down the river from Wilkes-Barre. I run Susquehanna Fishing Magazine at susquehannafishing.com. And I'm on the premier pro staff for Johnson Outdoors, Old Town, and Ocean Kayak. So I get to do a lot of tournaments and stuff. Did the Philadelphia tournament down at Marsh Creek State Park last weekend and did pretty well on that. Fishing up here, lake fishing is doing pretty well up in Pennsylvania. But the rivers have been really swollen. It's been like the highest water remembered on the rivers, especially the Susquehanna, for years. So not a lot of river fishing for the kayak guys. But otherwise, the weather's been nice, except for a lot of rain.
Yeah. Yeah, we're straightening out down here now. Now it's just hot and humid, I think. So it looks like it wants to rain every day, but we haven't really had any here lately. But I'm sure we'll get our good afternoon boomers here occasionally. So be safe.
Well, it's kind of funny
out
there. Everybody complains about the heat and the humidity. I'm like, y'all don't have a clue.
Yeah.
You know, it's warm, but it, yeah. But down south, you know, in the heat, you walk outside, it slaps you in the face. It's a little different.
That's right. Yeah, you got to bring a machete just to cut your way to the car to go to work.
Yeah, get the car. Yeah, up here, it's kind of funny. It breaks 85, and they're like, oh, man, it's hot. I'm like, oh, man, this is great. So, I miss
it. Wow, is that much of a difference just up there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the heat. I'll take the heat over the cold any day.
That's what I say. You don't have to shovel humidity, you know? I'd rather take humidity in the summer and shovel my car out to get to work in the morning and the winter.
Yeah,
definitely
cool.
A southern boy.
Gotcha. Well, you're not a southern boy anymore. You moved away, but you're still very active, and I know you just had a very cool thing go on with your sorry, Chris is trying to private message me here. She's still having no sound. You got a new great thing going on there. You guys releasing a new boat over at Old Town. You and I were talking about it before it happened, and we couldn't even say a word about it. And I know the way that goes in the industry, it's all hush hush until that launch date, and that launch date come and went. So came and went. Listen to my English is getting gooder and gooder. So now we can freely talk about it. So I guess I don't even know where to start to talk about it. I know designing kayaks, we had this topic 2 weeks ago. We talked about it lately about designing boats nowadays. It's just, there's so much going on out there. To design something new isn't easy like it probably, you know, was for people, R&D guys and stuff with the manufacturers years ago, because there wasn't nothing but a Scupper Pro or whatever out there. There wasn't too many fishing kayaks to begin with. So anything you added or changed in a mold was new and inventive, but there's so many variables out there now with kayaks for any manufacturer to keep up or get ahead. It's probably a lot of work. I'm sure the guys in that department scratched their head a lot. So where did you guys start with the Predator? And if anybody's not familiar, I guess what's the best place to go look at it? The Old Town website?
You can go to the Old Town website, or actually the website at predatorkayak.com.
They got
their own website dedicated just to that model. And
it's a
great boat. I mean, it was about a two-year production design process with the pro staff from Johnson Outdoors. Of course, Johnson, mostly known in the kayak fishing industry for Ocean Kayak, but Ocean Kayak and Old Town, it's the same parent company with Johnson Outdoors. So you have Old Town, Ocean Kayak, Necky Kayaks, Carlisle Paddles, and Extra Sport. And then their marine brands, you have Humminbird, Minn Kota. So that's where you get the torque getting into it. So actually, it was a transition in some of the design team not long before the boat was released. So it went through a number of different designers, and everybody got everybody's blessing on, including some of the pro staffers that are involved in it. Some even more involved than I was with it, with the on the water testing and things of that nature. But that 2-year process, and as we've all seen, Mark, when you and I were doing this years ago, it was all pretty much saltwater based with kayak fishing. And now, as a lot of the brands are starting to attack, getting away from the coast, getting into the sweet water environment. And that's kind of, looking at Old Town. You have guys, when I go inland and do seminars and shows, everybody's like, oh, I don't need an ocean kayak. I want to fish in a lake in Nebraska. Well, the Old Town logo on that, everybody's heard of Old Town with Old Town canoes. So the boat really, it's a versatile boat, but it's mainly designed as a super stable, stand-up fishing platform. It also paddles great, handles good water, with a super well-designed seat with 3 locations. But it's an amazing boat. It looks like a very large boat that would be hard to deal with on the water with a high wind profile. I was lucky to get it out with my buddy Rick Wolbert to get it out at the shore over the weekend. Handled great in some sloppy conditions, but it's also great as a stand-up platform and sight casting, going for freshwater, going for lakes. It's just a really good versatile boat, especially if you want something super stable. So that was kind of our goal, to not just.
All right. So what's the overall length on the boat?
Well, there's 2 models that'll be out. The 13-foot model is actually 13 feet 4 inches. It's a pretty wide boat. I think it's 34 inches wide. That one will be out in the stores soon. It's already being shipped out. A lot of the reps are already getting them. I got one a couple of days before it hit the mark. It was even released. And then you're looking at a 12-foot model, too. The main difference, of course, other than the length, pretty much the same width, same layout, except the 13-foot version has the Mod Pod 2, which is the upgraded version of the Rod Pod that's actually in the Tetra series from Ocean Kayak. So it has a smaller, skinnier, lower profile version of the Rod Pod. But then right between your feet. So that should be in, okay. Should be getting out to stores in the next week or two. You'll start seeing them.
All right. And I'm trying to find, we got a lot going on. I'm sorry, John, we're having some sound issues with some of the people out there. I'm going to your Fish Yakker site because you put up a video of a walkthrough of the Predator, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to put the link up in the chat room.
Great.
Yeah,
the way the boat's designed, it has all the scupper holes, but it's got the, right now they're coming with the one-way valves, which they came out with a couple years ago from Johnson, which is really cool. It's the valve lets the water drain out but not come back in instead of a standard scupper plug. So right now they're coming with that. And then it's got the raised seat in it that has a 3 positions, a low position, a high, which is considered the attack position. And then you got the stand, you can fold it up and use it as a stand-up platform. And then it's got 1 level deck all the way back from the footwell all the way to the stern. And then you have what they call an exo-ridge deck, which gives you an extra reinforced deck area to stand in, but it's also really durable and really, skid-resistant, too. It's a cool all-around boat. A lot of effort went into the design.
Yeah, it looks like, it's got to be a lot of effort these days. And you talking about that and what we talked about, reminds me of when we were coming out with the Slayer at Native. First time we put that out, we actually launched it literally in the cover of darkness down in Florida in an enclosed trailer and, trying to find places to take the boat out. You got to put a lot of effort in these days to keep up with it. So.
Oh, yeah, and so I know both the Slayer and the Predator just great additions to the market. It's just opening up new people that would want something stable, They're just great additions, both of those boats, which I've had some chance to see the Slayer, too. It's a great boat, too.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to say all that. I'm just joking.
It's all good. I'm pretty new to it for most everybody. You know my alliances, so.
That's right. Well, very cool. So let's back it up a little. So the 13 is available, is going to be available pretty soon, right now.
Yeah, you'll start seeing both of them. I don't know the actual date on the 12 yet. I haven't seen them being released yet. But, I mean, I think they're both technically on the market. So
okay.
Ship dates
on
the 13 should definitely get down. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So I'm sure locally, Appomattox River Company and probably Wild River will have some. I'm sure Appomattox is going to they probably fit right off the bat then.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You'll see them around.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Do I have any questions in the chat room? I don't have my lovely bride sitting here talking, so I can't. I don't even know. It feels weird not having my co-host with me now. I'm kind of lost tonight. Anybody have any questions or anything for John about the boat, any comments, anything that we'd like to share? You kind of can get right to the source now instead of waiting until another demo day to hit them on the water. So love to relay your questions. I don't know if anything. Okay, we got a lot of technical. Chris just said that Blog Talk just sent her a message that they're having problems. So we could have told Blog Talk that. We didn't need a message from them. So what else is going on then, John? So we got the Predator out there. What's going on with you in your neck of the woods? Why you got a moment here? Anything good coming up? You just mentioned you had a tournament locally. Of course, we know you won it, so you mentioned that too. So that's good. But anything else going on that you got coming up in your area? Your Susquehanna. Where would people find you on that end of things? The Susquehanna.
SusquehannaFishing.com. Yeah, you can look for SusquehannaFishing.com. Google Susquehanna Fishing Magazine, of course, fishyacker.com. They both link back and forth. And then brokenrod.com. Ricky's the main one behind that. That's kind of his baby, but we're both involved in that some. But, yeah, up here, like I said, the tournament we had this past weekend, it was kind of one of the more interesting tournaments I've been in because I've never really done an urban inner city lake. To me, it's urban and inner city. It's a bit outside of Philadelphia, about out in the suburbs. But
are you like that Mike Iaconelli show he used to have? Was it City Limits or whatever? Mike Iaconelli used to do that.
Right. That's so this was crazy. Yeah, there were so many people on the water there, like, you know, stand-up paddlers and sailboats and you name it. Everybody, it seems like, in the eastern half of Pennsylvania goes out on that lake. So they had the tournament on a Friday to the point that there was a large muskie rolling on some bait. So Ricky and I went over to hit it in this up in this cove. We're up in the end of the cove. This lady with a kid in the boat, then her tandem starts paddling towards us. She sees us going at the spot where we're sight fishing with this muskie. And then Ricky's like, "Do you mind if you just paddle around us a little bit?" She's like, "No, that's the way I'm going." She paddled right through the middle of it, you know, and then immediately turned around and paddled out. So it was a difficult fishery, to say the least.
Etiquette, the thing. All right, I got some questions now coming in, John, so I'm going to cut you off. So somebody in the chat room mentioned that they got a chance to paddle the Predator last weekend and had an issue with the humps behind on the side behind the seat. It kept hitting while in the low position. I'm not sure. Maybe the boat wasn't set up correct or something. You know what he's talking about? Because obviously
there's the way the seat mechanism, the seat fits into the boat. There is an elevated area to the right and left, right there where the seat bracket fits on. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, I didn't have a problem with it. I was actually out around the shore and paddled it in the high position and the low position. I personally would probably say because of the width of the boat, I probably would recommend
the
240 centimeter
paddle.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You still there? That was Captain Mike, I believe. That was Captain Mike. Okay, so maybe the seat wasn't set up correctly or something.
Yeah, it might be also like a longer paddle length. For the higher seats, I would probably say a little bit longer paddle would be better. So that would probably be my best idea for that.
That is definitely on that high seating thing, something that we're all discovering nowadays. A lot of with all these new boats coming in with the high-low seating, I'm sure the Jackson Gang has already got that under. But, yeah, you definitely need to go to a 240, even 250. Your 220s are going to be – you're going to be taking a little more if you – especially if you're a high angle paddler, you're really going to have to be reaching down. So, yeah, you might.
Yeah,
have
the boat's it's a wide boat. So you have that. You have the high seat, and you also have a high gunwale on either side. So really, those three things together, I would probably say pretty much go with a longer paddle, even in a lower seating position. So.
Yes. Very cool. Okay, somebody else was asking about the rod. pods for the storage for the rods in the Predator? I think we mentioned that earlier. Will there be a room inside for rod storage in the rods? Yeah.
Right. It is the rod pod that's currently on the Tetra series. So it's similar to the rod pods, the mod, now they call it the mod pods, on the Tridents, but it's a little bit skinnier profile. Because a lot of the people on the Tridents, everybody likes the rod pods, but they want a little bit skinnier profile for a little bit more leg room. So they went with that skinnier profile. But, yeah, it's got interior space. You figure, though, a longer paddle, a longer rod, you probably want to break it down and put it inside, though, because it's a 13-foot boat, so you're looking at, the center point to the front. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, you can get to it on the fly easy. So.
Cool. All right. I feel like I'm in another world because I'm trying to pay attention to what's going on. Do we have any more questions for John? Anything else? Anybody? We got a lot of people in there. Nobody's got any questions. I put the link up to the Predator, and I can do that again to the website so they can go check it out. And then you can go.
Yeah, anybody ever has questions, they can feel free to shoot me emails or look me up on Facebook, too. Feel free.
So you're on there as just John Oast. You have your Fish Yakker Facebook page, too, correct?
Right. And Susquehanna Fishing is on there, too. So anyone in,
That's why you don't get any sleep, because you're paying attention to all those Facebook pages as you social media little guy.
Yep.
All right, John. Well, we got you in. I hope you can, maybe you can hang out for a little while if anything pops up. I got another guest on the line, so we'll get to him also. But if you want to hang out with us, anything pops up. If not, I understand that you got to get going. I appreciate your time. Appreciate you calling in. And hopefully anybody who's listening to the show on podcast later on gets those links off of there. So to check out the boat, it would be this predatorkayak1word.com. You can go to Yak Fisher, just punch that in the old Google, Bing, whatever your search engine is, and you'll find John there. Or go check him out on Facebook, John Oast. The Toast, as we know him here. When are you coming back down to do some fishing with us, buddy? You got to get back down south. Break that humidity. Break that humidity bubble.
Yeah, I miss it. I'll definitely be down for TKA this year. I missed last year, so I've got to make it this year.
Definitely. Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, okay, we got another question, I guess, that just popped up. Are they going to offer replacements for the mounting boards? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen as it lists a part with a part number or anything yet, but I'm sure they will. I'm sure it's going to be the mount as an aftermarket accessory also, because that's the whole concept. I put tracks on each of mine. So, with this type of product, they're going to have the parts. You might have to call Old Town to get the part number, but I'm sure they're going to be available, without a doubt. That's the whole concept really behind it. So, yeah. But honestly, even if you just got a piece of plexiglass, honestly, and you could drill the holes out, it's pretty standard.
We won't sell the gang at Old Town, you told them that. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you couldn't put it on the market, Come on, man, I'm Fish Yakker.
No, I got you. But I know, Fish Yakker. You're the MacGyver of kayak rigging. Give me some duct tape, baling wire, and a pack of gum.
There you go. But, yeah, I'm sure they're going to be available. I just haven't seen it listed in a product guide yet because the boat's only been out for a week. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Somebody wanted to know, where in the Susquehanna are you?
I am in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, probably about 40 miles downstream from the city of Wilkes-Barre, where I spend most of my days. So.
Okay.
For work, out on the water all the time. But, yeah, so I'm on the North Branch.
All right. That all is French to me. I've never been to that neck of the woods, but I'll take your word for it. You know where you live.
Yeah. Beautiful fishing. It's a great place. We're about, 2 hours west of New York City, about 2 hours northwest of Philadelphia. It's a great area, and we're a couple hours from the big city, and you come out here, you think you're in the middle of nowhere. It's great. It's great fishing, beautiful water. Great, some of the best smallmouth fishing you'll ever see, and a lot of good muskie, too.
There you go. So get there's Tommy V's in the house. He's got a college right there.
I managed to be on here, too.
Hey, look at that. We got a full show. Let's start this thing all over. All right, everybody, log out, log back in. We're going to start from the top again. Let's kick it.
No,
all right, the whole gang's here.
I
wow.
Dialed in from another phone, so I'm actually on one of the guest lines.
Yep.
All right, you're one of the guests. Okay, well, cool. We got a full house now. Very good. All right. Well, John, hang out if you can. If you can't, I understand. I know you got to get up early again to go to work tomorrow. But again, thank you for tuning in. And anybody got any future questions or anything they want, go ahead and hit John up on all those social media websites, everything we gave out earlier. And maybe you go hook up with them and go up there and fish for some of those smallmouths or muskies, too. I think John always looking for an excuse to get out on the water. So
yeah, anytime.
Give him a shout. I'm sure he'll be glad to show you around. So, all right, John.
Wonderful.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks.
Get on down here. Let's go fishing.
Oh, yeah. I'll holler as soon as I get down. Definitely.
All right. Good deal. All right. I heard Tom Vanderheiden's voice in the background. So we'll go ahead. Captain Mike, you still with us, too?
Yes, I am there, sir.
All right. You got time just to hang out? We're going to get to our other guest, Tom Vanderheiden. I'll get to you if you got time to wait on me or if you want to go.
Sure, man. Go right ahead. No problem at all.
All right. Sit back, relax, pop a top or
the
something.
Show.
All right. Very good. We'll get to you in a few. Thanks, buddy. Tommy V in the house. We got our local Tidewater House chapter director with us. Tom, how's it going?
Doing very well, Mark. Hey, Chris.
Don't be on.
You're here. Can you hear me?
I'm
okay?
Here. Yeah, we got you.
Very good. Loud and clear. Lima, Charlie. The government's listening to you also.
It was, yeah, good. It was really awesome to hear Oast the Toast on there. You know, I think my first stakeout pole was a piece of PVC pipe that he told everybody about. I mean, you got to remember, this guy goes back 10 years with his videos, so I don't know how long he was into kayak fishing prior to his videos. I mean, a lot of us cut our teeth in kayaking by watching his videos and catching him at the seminars and all that. You know, I mean, I know that you didn't and Corey didn't and Kevin and all those guys, but I mean, you think back, the average kayaker that's listening to the show right now and, you know, on the forums and everything, they weren't in it 10 years ago, and you guys were, so it was really cool to listen to him, especially talking about Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Anybody who doesn't know John, and I don't know if he's still with us or not, I haven't switched over, but anybody doesn't know, I wasn't joking when I said he's the MacGyver rigging kayaks. If you give him some aluminum foil, some duct tape, and a Hershey bar. He'll rig something on your boat for you.
And that's no lie. Remember the kayak fishing seminar that you guys and WRO and
the symposiums we used to do. Yeah,
at the
rec center.
That was the first one that I went to, and I won a PFD at that. And I came home and I told my wife, okay, I'm ready. I'm buying a kayak. And so she was really pleased because I was talking about a boat, and that was just prior to our daughter getting accepted to college. And when she got accepted to college, she says, you know, that you're not getting a boat. You might as well figure out that, especially when I told her what boat really stood for, bring out another boat.
The price tag of a good boat, you can put your kid through school almost. So, yeah, you did good with the kayak. Yeah, boy, now you're making me feel old. I remember those days of the symposiums and all that.
But it was really funny because when he was speaking, I remember the class that he taught, the seminar that he taught, and we went up there, and I whipped out my phone and I was taking pictures. That was the first phone that I had a camera on, in fact, and I was taking pictures of his kayak. And my first, like I said, my first stakeout pole was a chunk of PVC pipe, and my first anchor trolley was from handle to handle, and it was just cheap carabiners and some rope, and that was it, you know. So, and it was because of him, you know, all the duct tape and oh my God, I still picture the dry box, you know, that he did, and it literally had caulking on it and electrical tape and duct tape on it. It was really awesome. So.
Yeah, John's going to have to record this and let his wife listen to it and say, see, honey, it's paid off. Those people really did listen to me. All that time you thought I was out there messing around, it really has paid off.
I'm still here, and I really appreciate all the comments.
Hey, John.
I will record it. Yeah, I'll definitely hit listen to the wife. And the best thing, though, is the mother-in-law stakeout pole from when my mother-in-law came and stayed with us one time and left her broom when she left. So I guess cut off the end of it and made a stakeout pole.
Yeah.
And that was a catch there, and no, I guess no one caught it. But
yeah, I got it. Did she fly out?
I remember him talking about that. Yeah, it's awesome.
She flew into town. She flew into town, but she walked.
We got our Greyhound home. Yeah.
All right, well, John, keep quiet because we're going to talk about Tidewater Howe now.
Yeah. I wish I was still there, part of it. So.
You had your 15 seconds. Damn it, that's why I turned.
Thanks, guys.
I got a red card for that, didn't I?
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
You
can say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll have to run down the George Carlin list one night of words you can't say on Tax Fiction Radio.
There's only one word you can't say.
Anybody who's out there that knows the old George Carlin thing will be here for a while because of all those. But anyway. All right, Tom, so we got you here tonight. We got you here because you got some news about this weekend's event that's coming on, and I won't talk anymore about it. I'll let you take the floor. John, you just sit back and listen.
A lot of the folks know by keeping up with our Facebook page the Tidewater Chapter, Heroes on the Water Tidewater Chapter Facebook page, that we've been putting in a lot of projects this year, and we wanted to try to get everybody together and just highlight those things so they can see them in person. Our trailer, a wrapped kayak. The latest donation by one of our big donors, Atlas Technologies. We got a nice little secret thing going on that we're going to do also that we're not letting the cat out of the bag on. But
you can't do that. You're going to have to give us a hint.
No, we can't.
You want to be there. You want to be there. How about that?
You want to be there. So what we decided to do is, we've really partnered up very well with Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association and Pirates of the Lynn Haven Kayak Fishing Clubs. And, they're our raffle partners now and all that. But we also wanted to bring all their members in, and if they're not familiar with Tidewater Howe and Heroes on the Water in general, just an opportunity for them to come to one location. And Vic over at Appomattox River over in Hampton offered up the store quite a while back when we had talked about doing this. And so we took them up on the offer, and you can bring your kayak if you want. You can do some rigging on it there. I'm sure he's going to probably have some good deals because he always does when any of the clubs or organizations have meetings at his place. He usually gives a very nice discount on supplies and stuff. But we're going to make it a potluck. Everybody just bring a dish. There's no theme to it. I know in the past the clubs have had a couple of contests that somebody won. I don't remember who exactly who won.
Who does all that? Who wins all
this? Is there a contest? Is there a contest?
No, nah. There's never a contest. Chris wins them all. She won the meatball one, and what was the first one? What was the first
chili.
One we had?
The chili.
The chili.
I'm quite honestly surprised that the Loziers still get invitations to the event, to be honest with you. I'm surprised
anyway,
we're still allowed to be at any of these things. I was waiting for the booze and the throwouts last time. So yeah, no.
Is there a contest? Food contest? Tom?
What's that?
Is there
Say
a
it again?
Food contest?
The eat
no.
one. We're going to do some eat.
No,
well,
no
in that
I
case,
don't
I'm
think
just
there's a
chips and dip or something.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. It'll probably be some special dip with some cinnamon in it or something like that. So,
yeah, it's the best dip you ever had.
Right. What's that? Actually, my wife might be making a cake. She might be making a cake for it. So we might have cake at least. So, anyway.
All right, so let's get the
want...
details. So everybody's all excited now. We're going to have cinnamon dip at Appomattox River Company. That's this coming Saturday at what time?
We're going to start at 2 p.m. and just let it go whenever. And there's actually rumors from a few people that they might be getting a clan together afterwards to go over to the HRBT and do some fishing after all of this. So, we encourage everybody to bring their kayaks, talk shop, talk their fish stories, all their lives. and all that kind of stuff. We just want to have a good atmosphere, bring both clubs together, bring volunteers from Howe, and really showcase the projects that we've been working on. There may be some media coverage there. We've made a couple contacts with a couple of our volunteers that they called in a couple of their favors from somebody, and then also we made contact with a local person that does stuff for the Navy, and she made she's making a couple phone calls for us also. So hopefully we're going to have some news coverage on it, because we have a really cool thing that we're going to do in addition to the upgrades to our trailer by a local business, Freedom Automotive. Completely redid our trailer. We're not completely done with it. We've got some other work to do to it, but it is ready to roll, and it's a beautiful piece of machinery right now. And then the kayak wrap that Alan Therrington, Fish Deviant, designed the artwork for us, and Harrington Signs, Harrington Graphics. I can't remember the name of the company now. Harrington out on Airport Road applied the wrap, and of course Tactical Electronics was our partner with that, and then Atlas Corporation with a couple tandem kayaks that they donated this year, and every year they do something, just they top it every single year, and they've been a partner of ours for probably 3-4 years now, and every year they just blow it out of the park, and they've done it again this year. And then of course we've got the super secret thing that we're doing. That's going to be an absolutely fun time, and we just want to bring everybody together and let's talk shop and talk kayaking and have a good time. Just some good time.
Yeah, encourage. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, question, since there's going to be media involved, does that mean it's a makeup day?
I'm not putting any makeup on. Maybe a little.
Not me. Not me. But you never know. There might be a TV camera there. So we're hoping. I mean, we really want to get some good press out of some of the things that some of our partners have really done for us, have done great things for us. And then just get a plug in. Our next event is going to be a kind of an oddball day. It's going to be July 6th. That's the Saturday of 4th of July weekend. But we've got a great opportunity to get out there into the Smithfield Ponds again, the Chisman property out there. I nailed that down today, and we're going to do it. And we're going to open it up to as many vets as we can get out there. And then we'll gauge our volunteers based on that. But the emails for you guys and gals out there that are wondering, why haven't I sent out an email yet, that will be coming out probably tonight. And then the sign-ups will start on that. So don't want to miss that one. Everybody knows how good the fishing is out there at the Chisman Ponds in Smithfield.
It's nice out there, too. Nice little, nice and quiet. Get out there, enjoy your day. But if I want to go back to the whole thing on Saturday, encourage everybody, even, you know, if you haven't participated in any of it, those two clubs Tom mentioned, for a Howe event, if you haven't, it would be a great time for you to come out and just get to meet everybody, learn more about all three organizations. And if anybody out there is listening that's local, and you have anybody you think that might benefit from a Hero on the Water event that Tom schedules several, couple of months and throughout the good fishing weather time, bring them out, or you come out and, you know, check it out and talk to any one of the volunteers or Tom and get more information about what Howe's doing locally. And I think it'll be really good. So, yeah, come on out. Heck, you get to go to a place that sells fishing kayaks, sells kayak fishing gear, and hang out with a bunch of kayak anglers and eat and talk and get to see the super, super secrets and all these other great things that Tom mentioned. And just to see the wrap on the boat. If you haven't seen the pictures Tom put up, just to see this Wilderness Commander, that the wrap that Alan designed and that has been applied to this Commander, just to come out and get a picture of that thing, it's going to be, it's kind of like the Orange County chopper unveiling of a motorcycle. Well, we got the Howe Tidewater chapter unveiling of a kayak this weekend when that kayak comes
out. It still may be a little bit in its raw form because we probably won't have the rails on it yet, because I'm not picking this thing up, this monster up, until Friday afternoon. So
Well,
I'm not sure.
The rails don't change the fact of how beautiful that artwork is.
Absolutely. Alan Farrington is a genius when it comes to graphic arts, that's for sure. He's absolutely fantastic. And a wonderful supporter of Hal. Not just the Tidewater chapter, but Hal in general. He's done a lot for Hal. That's for sure. So,
well, cool.
Anyway,
I hope we see a lot of you out there. Well, thanks, Tom, for calling in. Stick it out with us. Hang out. You don't got to hang up. You can interject at any time.
Let me just put one more plug in there. We're also going to have a raffle item that a local business, Aladdin Consignments, is doing for us. They had a local wood carver that carved a, I believe it was a blue herring. I don't have my notes in front of me, but I did put it up on the Tidewater Hal page. If anybody wants to go up there and see it, just do a Facebook search for Heroes on the Water Tidewater chapter, and we'll come up, and you'll see the picture of that herring. I think it looks pretty awesome. So Tracy Detweiler is going to bring that out and be selling tickets for anybody, and I don't know exactly when the drawing is. I just can't remember. My computer died on me, so I can't even sit in front of the computer right now.
I believe it's $20 a ticket, and the drawing is sometime next week.
Okay.
Or the 30th.
Awesome. Well, it's coming up, so come on out and get your raffle tickets and help support that way, too. So it's going to be a great day Saturday. That's what I'm thinking. So come on out. You'll already be done fishing Saturday morning. Or whatever else you got to do Saturday morning, get the honey-do list out of the way, bring the fan out, and come on over to Appalachia.
Right. Heck with the lawn, heck with everything else. Let's go talk some shop.
That's right. Very cool. All right, Captain Mike, hang out for one more second. I'm going to cover one couple other things because I'm forgetting stuff now. We have went all over the dock.
Sure thing.
You sit back and relax a little bit longer on me there. Locally, we got a couple... Locally, we got a couple things going on. And the first thing that I think is really cool, and it kind of is cool to me only for the fact that it shows the, recognition, if you will, or that the kayak anglers, you know, I've talked about this before. I remember years ago doing fishing shows and up in Richmond doing the shows there, and Corey and I, and we were the only guys up there in that little guiding and doing whatnot, and people would just walk by the kayaks and say, "You fish out of these?" and kind of snicker and walk by. And now you go out on the water, and it's like almost, I mean, Chris and I this weekend, we saw more kayakers, I think, than we did boats in Lynn Haven where we were. So it's totally come full circle. And we are definitely, I don't want to say we, but the kayaking ain't what it started out to be, if you will. So what I'm getting at there is I had a local boat club call me and say that they're going to be doing a cobia tournament. Now, it is cobia. It's a pretty wide open thing. But they're going to be doing a cobia tournament, and they were interested. They think that the kayakers, they wanted to make a spot for the kayakers, I guess is what I'm getting at. So I thought that was pretty cool. Instead of just making a tournament up and say, okay, we got a boat tournament, we're going to do fishing, that they're thinking, and they notice, and their exact words were, you guys got a lot of heavy hitters, a lot of great anglers in this area that fish from kayaks. So it would be a good time and a good chance for them to get out there and take a shot at winning some money and just to kind of get the recognition. So I told them that I would be glad to pass the word along on this upcoming tournament for Cobia. It's put on by the Norfolk Anglers Club and Vinings Marina. The date is Saturday, July 13th. And it'll be a captain's meeting Friday before. But anyway, so at a 50-boat entry, now the kayak anglers, you're going to be fishing against boats. You don't have a separate division, so you're going to be fishing against boats. If they get to 50 boats, it's a $3,000 first place. Second place would be $1,500, and third place would be $500. There's going to be two different Calcuttas involved. One is for the boat, so to speak, but you could still put your money in as a kayak angler. Two payouts, so they'd be 80-20. So the winner of the Calcutta would get 80 and the other guy would get 20 second. But then there's also going to be a separate Calcutta for the kayak anglers, and again, an 80-20 split on the payout. The entry fee for kayak anglers is $40, which really isn't too much if you think about it. Just to add another $40 in there for additional. Yeah, so you get $40. reading ahead of myself here, trying to separate the boat rules from the kayak rules. It is a kill tournament, so you're going to have to bring the cobia back to the launch, and you can fish anywhere. There's a Virginia launch area, so it's pretty cool. I actually think myself and Mark Patterson, and I still believe Chris might join us, are going to enter the event. Should be fun. Only thing, if I can advise anybody here, if you've never fished for cobia and you're going to make this your first try, might want to not do it alone. Just make sure you go out in the water with somebody else, because if you've never caught a cobia, or if you have, you know that when they're green, they're mean. So until you get them calmed down, it could be quite an event out there on the water for you. But anyway, go check it out, Norfolk Anglers Club. There's entry forms in all the local tackle shops, or get with me. They've also got a Facebook page for the event. But I think that's pretty cool, like I said, that they would stand up and recognize that we got some pretty good guys fishing around here and girls, and that we got a place in this stuff. So if you're interested, it would be awesome. Like I said, I got Mark Patterson driving up from North Carolina to fish it with us, so it'd be pretty cool. And what else I got? Okay, locally. So we'll get to Captain Mike, because he's been sitting there for a while. Locally this weekend, there's another event, and as long as you don't go from 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, the rest of the weekend you can go ahead and attend. But the American Outdoor Show is going to be in Virginia Beach. Captain Mike is going to be coming down from New Jersey. Is that correct, Mike?
Yes, we will. We're leaving tomorrow to head to your direction.
All right, so Mike's coming down. He's going to have a booth set up there, a pond, if you will, a casting pool with some kayaks in there to demonstrate and let people come and check out. I am not overly familiar with the show, just because I've been kind of out of the loop here lately, but I've been looking at it on the website. I also know that our local jet ski hero, if you will, Brian, Jet Ski Brian's going to be there with his jet ski. I saw that they got some other celebrities showing up. I'm trying to pull up their website now. So, Captain Mike, how's it going tonight? You're heading down to Mar to good old Virginia, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been about 10 years since we've been down there with our pond, the kayak and fly casting pond. The only other time we had it in town there was back with Corey Roots, I guess maybe 10 years ago, the CCA had us down there. And we did a little event right there with it in the water. And it just seems like VA Beach hasn't had a sports show right there in town in quite some time.
Yeah, we used to, it's funny you say that, because the CCA show, when it was, the CCA show was awesome. I used to look forward to it. And things kind of went to the wayside. I remember one year they even had the big bass trailer come in with all the bass in there, and we had a lot of celebrity bass anglers come and do their demonstrations from the trail. And it has kind of dwindled off. I will admit I was kind of surprised to see this show coming in the summertime here to a resort town, but that's good either way. Typically you see a lot of these shows in the wintertime when people have nothing to do but wish they were hunting or fishing. Well, I guess hunters maybe in the winter a little more, but not so much on the angling. So I'm looking here now at the website just to give everybody a little more details on it. It is going to be this weekend starting the 28th through the 30th. At the convention center, which everybody locally knows, the old pavilion that used to be, but the convention center right off 264 as you're coming down was at 22nd Street, so can't miss it. So you're going to be coming down. You're setting up the indoor casting pool. What kind of kayaks are you going to have available for people to check out?
Well, we're going to bring along two of our sponsors that help us do things around the United States with our program at the Simulcast Pond. So if people want to come by, they're going to get a chance to meet Daniel Dietz. And Daniel is the national sales manager for Casey Kayaks out of Louisiana. He'll be at the show demonstrating his product, the Best Advantage. And we've got a brand new sponsor who's just signed up with us. This is going to be his first appearance at one of our events. And I think you might know him. He's David Rose. He's the president of Freedom Hawk Kayaks.
Yeah,
so the Freedom Hawk will be delivered to us at this show. It'll be the first opportunity for myself to actually utilize that kayak. It's a great product. And if anybody wants to find out more about it, they'll just stop by the show, and both those gentlemen will be happy to show them. I mean, you can't get better information other than, from a national sales manager or a president of a company. So I think they could put that to advantage, anybody stopping by.
Very cool. I'm trying to look here. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the website just to try to make sure I get any more details. Like I said, I was kind of out of the loop on the whole thing. So,
well, That doesn't surprise me. Not that you'd be out of the loop on it, but, you know, there wasn't a tremendous build-up for this show right away, but now I believe he's blanketing your Virginia Beach market pretty strongly. With
I came back in town last week from Florida, and there was billboards up and all kind of stuff, so it was kind of like wham, bam, it was here. I'm looking here, they got a kids casting con that's going to be going on, plus the American Little Civics demonstrations, boats, trucks, tactical gear, rifles, handguns, fishing gear. So I don't know if guns are for sale there or not, but maybe they got dealers there that will at least be able to let you see different products, different manufacturers. And they're going to have two kayak companies there. So if you're interested in a KC and or a Freedom Off, you can go check those out at Mike's Pond and take them for a little test drive. Looks like there's going to be a concert on Friday night, so don't miss Queen of Bluegrass, it says here, Rhonda Vincent. So, and I also saw somewhere, take you all back a little bit for the older ones in the group, that the, what's his name, from Grizzly Adams is supposed to be here. So I don't know if he's
Dan Haggerty. I don't know if he brings the bear or not. But
bear, yeah. I don't know if he's bringing a bear with him, but he's going to be here. So we'll stay close to the pond, so we got to get out of there. So
absolutely.
Throw him in a rush. But, yeah, so it looks like it's a good thing. Like I said, our other local celebrity here, Jet Ski Brian. Everybody's not familiar. Brian's got the fattest-looking jet ski on the world. He's been featured on World Fishing Network and some other shows with his jet ski. He goes out tuna even out of that thing. So somebody's asking how much is entry for the expo. I'm trying to find it here on their website. You know, one thing I did notice, and Arlie, you're in the chat room. It looks like your dealership is one of the sponsors of this, so I think we could probably get some free tickets. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, Southern Auto Group's part of the sponsors of the event. One of the gentlemen in our chat room works for that dealership, so want to attend. Oh, it's got here is to buy tickets online. So you can go online. The website is theamericanoutdoorshow.com. I guess I could click that. Maybe it'll let me get somewhere to try to find a price. Boom, ba-dum, boom. Wow. I got to, like, literally go through the whole thing to buy tickets. Well, honey, we're going to a show. Oh, general admission, $10. There you go. So not too bad. I'm sure you can buy them there at the store, at the convention center when you get there. But $10, it says. So that's not bad. That's a pretty average entry fee to things like that. So.
Yeah, not bad.
But go check out the website. What's that?
I said, not bad if he's throwing in a concert with Rhonda Vincent in it as well. So
yeah, you got that. And you can go, I'm sure there'll be plenty there to see. And come check, go by and stop by and see you guys over at the booth. And
please do. We're going to have we're having a drawing for a free trip with us to go bone fishing this year in December on one of our casting cruise trips. And all anybody has to do is come by and sign up, and they can watch some of the videos from this year's events. So they'll have a good time.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Bonefish. Yeah, the ghost of the flat. Very cool.
We like doing that. So we've been doing that a lot with cruise ships lately. We have a cruise and cast program that we take people on. And actually, some of our member lodges overseas, we've got about 8 of them of the 13 that we have overseas that actually do offer kayak trips. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it's something people can take a look at. They check out our website. They can find all that information there. Stop by the show and meet us and talk to us about
give
it.
Me your website. Give me your website. What's your
website?
AmericanFlyFishingSchools.com. AmericanFlyFishingSchools.com. All right, so everybody who's listening, podcast apps or in the chat room now, so you go check out Captain Mike's site there. And come by this weekend to the convention center down at the oceanfront. But just make sure you don't come between 2 and... No, I'm just joking. You got to be in Hampton Saturday afternoon and come hang out with us at Appomattox. But the rest of the weekend, go hang out with Captain Mike down there at the show. Tell Grizzly Adams we said hello. Very cool. All right, well, we're getting to the top of our hour. See if I missed anything. I got the Cobia tournament. I got a fishing report here from Philip Ruckert, and I better get to that. So I'm going to do that. You guys just hang out with me here for a minute. We're going to get to see what's going on down in North Kakalaki and see what Philip's got. Philip says here,
the summer patterns for both fresh and salt water has settled in. That's a good fishing report right there. So let's see what else is going on in North Carolina. The big event this week for Get Outdoors, so this is something regarding the store, the summer sales event happening through Sunday, June 30th. Savings of up to 20% on kayaks, canoes, and SUP boards, and at least 10% off accessories in-store or online. So you can check out Get Outdoors. And the other thing he's got here is that he put up a blog on the Astral Brewer. If anybody is out there looking for a new water shoe, I have a pair of Astrals, and I know several people locally have, and they are outstanding. Great water shoe, quick train, super grip on those things, Astral Brewers. But according to Philip, well, not according, it says this, so I'm reading it. You go to shopgetoutdoors.com/blog, and there's a 10% coupon in that blog that you can get off of the pair of brewer shoes. So thanks, Philip, for the heads up. Go check out Philip at the kayakfishingnc.com. Always good. Then I got one more report here, which I thought was pretty cool, from our buddy Jay with Virginia Kayak Fishing. He is in the Marine Corps. Going down to Jacksonville. He's been down to Jacksonville. I'm trying to find it now. What did he send me? Ah, you know what? I'm looking in the wrong place. Get it together, Lozier. You've been on the air for an hour. You think you know what you're doing by now. Anyway, Jay Brooks. Jay Brooks sent me a little fishing report. Pretty cool to hear from Jay. He's down there in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, getting ready to head overseas to Afghanistan, I believe. So they're doing a bunch of work up, so he has found a little bit of time to get in some fishing, and he gave us a quick report that they've been out doing really well, it looks like, for topwater red drum. So if anybody has never tried inshore topwater for red drum, it's probably one of the most exciting things you can do out there. It's pretty wild to watch a red try to smash a topwater bait. You will get a lot of misses just because of the nature of the red drum trying to turn his body enough to get that downward mouth to feed off the top, but it's almost like somebody dropped a Volkswagen out of the sky every time when they do hit it, because there's a big old implosion. So it says here that they went out, and basically they had a lot of drum on the top water, but the three largest ones that he had for the day were 24, 25, and 26-inch puppy drum or red drum, reds, and shore on. He says here what was working was the Top Dog Junior. So he was trying to skittle off, wasn't working good. But the other side of that was he went out with airborne-angler-adventures.com. He's a kayak fishing guy down there out of the Jacksonville area. So if you guys are looking down in the Jayville, Swansboro area for a kayak trip, check out the Airborne Angler Adventures. And thanks for the report, Jay. It's pretty cool to hear from you down there in Camp Lejeune. Stay safe, buddy. If you're listening to the show afterwards, he said he had some night ops. They were working up tonight, so he wouldn't be able to tune in, but maybe he'll get us on the blog talk, on the blog talk, on the podcast. So appreciate it, and you stay safe, brother. We'll see you when you get back. All right. If I missed anything, I'm sorry. That was a lot to cover tonight. I think we got it all in. Check out John O's. John, you still with us? You fall asleep? Sign off. John probably went.
John's gone.
John's gone. John's gone. Tommy V, still with us?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Tommy. All right. Very good. Hey, Captain Mike, you still here?
Yeah, we're still hanging in, listening to the show and enjoying it.
All right. Very cool. So thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for signing in and hanging out with us for an hour of your Tuesday evening. I hope you got all the information in. Go check out John at Fish Yakker or Susquehanna Flats or just John O's period on Facebook, Predator Kayak. Go check it out on their website, predatorkayak.com. Tommy V, we will be at Appomattox River Company Hampton location Saturday afternoon, so please come by, bring the family, bring the whole group, come check out that new raft boat, see the donations that were made, and super secret going to happen. And make sure you put your makeup on so you look good for the camera. Any interviews, we don't want anybody to be not looking their best, so I'll see if I can get a little bit on myself. You know Tom will wear some, I don't care what he says. Oh wait, Tom's still here.
I can bring some Sharpie.
What'd you do to your eyebrows?
I discovered a boondoggle button.
Uh-oh, we got a new boondoggle button? Let's hit the boondoggle button and let everybody...
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to hit it.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle's just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself. Bring your family. Heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care. Just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.
All right.
Wow.
Well, okay. That was a different spin
really
on the old
long.
Boondoggle. Yeah, that was a little different work up there. But anyway, we would be failures to mention it because it is part of the Kayak Fishing Radio team thing going on there. So the boondoggle for the Columbus Day, excuse me, wow. Columbus Day weekend, October 14th, down in Pedro Key, Florida. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle to get all your information and to figure out how you're going to get your hairy ass brother-in-law down there, I guess. I didn't know, but okay. I don't even know my brother-in-law that well, I guess. All right. Well, with that happy note, we're going to get out of here. So, everybody, thank you again for tuning in. Appreciate it. People listening on the podcast later, thank you for the download. Everybody out there in app world, take it easy. Have a good week. Getting hot now. Pay attention, and good luck this weekend if you get on the water. Hope to see a lot of you Saturday at Appomattox or at the American Outdoor Show. Might be able to squeeze that in Saturday morning. Chris and I are going to be on the Don Lancaster Show Saturday morning, so before the Appomattox event, put one last time in for that too. So we'll be on Don Lancaster. Tommy V, that's a hint, call in, help us out on the show. Saturday morning, call in. We'll talk about the event.
7 to 9 a.m.
Yeah, 7 to 9, Don Lancaster. Tidewater Fishing Show. Yeah, if you're not awake, I'll call you. How about that?
16:50 a.m.
Very cool. All right, well, good luck this weekend, Captain Mike, with the show. I hope to hear great things from it. And hopefully, like I said, Chris and I will be able to get down there and check you out sometime.
Well,
Saturday,
we hope so. Hope to see you there at the show.
All right, very cool, and thanks for calling in. John O's, I know you're gone. Thank you.
John's gone.
Tommy V. Oh, he's gone. I said, I know you're gone, but thank you. And that's it. I'm out of here. I'm babbling now. I'm tired. You guys have a great week, great weekend. See you next Tuesday, tomorrow, the freshwater version of Kayak Fishing Radio with Mark Wheeler, Thursday, Chip Gibson, and come back around next Monday for Redfish Chuck. Good night, everybody. Chris, now you can talk to everybody.
Tight lines, everybody, no matter where you're fishing. And remember, take your children fishing. Your children, you know, those youngins you're bringing up in your home. Take them fishing. They are our next generation angler. Good night, everybody.